perfect willingness. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Psalm 110, verse 3. Blessed be the God of grace that it is so. He has a people whom he has chosen from of old to be his peculiar portion. These by nature have wills as stubborn as the rest of the froward sons of Adam. But when the day of his power comes and grace displays its omnipotence, they become willing to repent and to believe in Jesus. None are saved unwillingly, but the will is made to sweetly yield itself. What a wondrous power is this, which never violates the will and yet rules it. God does not break the lock, but he opens it by a master key which he alone can handle. Now are we willing to be, to do, or to suffer as the Lord wills? If at any time we grow rebellious, he has but to come to us with power, and straightway we run in the way of his commands with all our hearts. May this be a day of power with me as to some noble effort for the glory of God and for the good of my fellow men. Lord, I am willing. May I not hope that this is a day of thy power? I am wholly at thy disposal, willing, yea, eager to be used of thee for thy holy purposes. O Lord, let me not have to cry, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which I would, I find not. But give me power, as thou givest me will.